This is Sci-Fi Talk, the podcast on how science fiction, horror, fantasy, and comics help us explore our humanity.
Hi, welcome to Season 2 of Bite. This is Tony Tolado.
And so parenting in an apocalypse, it's not the same way that we would do it, you know.
You know how it works. Interviews are usually 2 to 4 minutes long, but sometimes they can be a little longer.
Tony, when you live long enough, all kinds of strange things happen.
You're very right in saying that the Greek heroes were the original superheroes.
In part because of the hopeful nature of Gene's vision, but also because of its message of diversity and inclusion.
Marima Cordlett is one of the Watch on BBC America, playing the moonlit-challenged Angua. She's a werewolf, you see. She's appeared in Guardians of the Galaxy and His Dark Materials as well. Let's meet her. Yeah, her humanity is what really appeals to me. Once I really got to know her, even in the first episode, we got to know her well. And it was like, oh, okay, I know what, I got an idea of what she's going through. And that just hooks you into your character, but also all the others. I thought right off the bat, they were so designed. I mean, I love the misfits, but they all had their own vulnerabilities.
And definitely,
it just makes them more human. And that's a great way to start a pilot.
Definitely. And also, it's kind of like one big love story, essentially. You know, it's not only about them loving each other, but also learning to love themselves, which is, I guess, something we all struggle with in our day-to-day life.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Sci-Fi Talk returns in a moment.
We've seen you with the fangs. So how do they feel, you know, in your mouth when you have to have those fangs in there?
They're a little bit uncomfortable. but obviously they help to get into character, and it's great. I enjoy it. I enjoy prosthetics and the full shebang. Like I'm happy with those sort of things. They just really help you get into it.
So we will see her, because I've only seen the first episode, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But we will see her full werewolf.
I won't give too much away, but
right.
We do see a lot more than what you've seen so far. I believe first episode, I'm trying to remember, you don't see that much, but
no.
But yeah, well, it gets more exciting, let's say.
Well, one thing I liked is there's something between the two of them, between Carrot and Angua. I mm-hmm. picked up on it, and then the beautiful scene where he is there literally to pick her up and support her, you know, the next morning after her lycanthropic night. So is there something there between the two of them?
I think there is definitely something going on there. And I love that you picked that up in the first episode. You know, I'll leave the rest as a surprise, but I love their journey together. I love that when Angua first meets him, he is so excited and ready to fight the good cause, and he doesn't quite understand why no one else is moving forward in this city. Obviously, a city where crime has been legalized, and we're sort of all stuck and maybe comfortable in our ways until he gets there. And he's such an important character. He's so important to the team, and we realize that we needed him for so long, and finally he's here. And you know, Angua is extremely guarded because of her past and her uncontrollable you know, turning into a wolf, struggling with her duality. And Carrot is that love that she needs, this friendship that maybe she didn't have before. And he definitely helps her grow as a person and move forward.
That's great to hear that. Did you have any influence at all on her look, how she dresses or anything like that?
I believe I did. there was a lot of different ideas to begin with. I had a wonderful makeup artist, Marie Maggio, who gave a lot of input. I was very interested in having sort of a rough sort of look, especially with the hair. She's been through the transformation so many times. I wanted the hair to look very, dirty and tangled and sort of shaved and rough.
Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun, you know, going there physically, and so many chats with Simon Allen and Craig Verse, our first director, and that was, you know, it's the great thing is so many people come together. You know, you've got costume design and makeup, and just everyone brings so many different ideas or looks. But it really came together just the way I imagined her, actually, which was very exciting.
Look for The Watch on BBC America Sundays. Check your listings. For Byte, this is Tony Tolato.